Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with the Television Licence Fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment. And this week we're talking all about energy. Some time ago, people were subject to price hikes in energy costs, but were offered credits from the government. I asked people in Bray if they'd benefit.
Because we're in the bakery trade and obviously we'd have huge ESB costs between lighting, just the ovens alone. It's a huge benefit to us, depending on how they give it to us. But yeah, definitely beneficial to us.
At your household, is this something that'll benefit you?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Most of our time is spent in work, but it'd be nice to be able to use your ESB, put your heating on instead of sitting there maybe cold. And, you know, but definitely every household will benefit from that, no matter how much. But yes, they'll all benefit.
Yeah, I think so. Because you know, you're doing the business, you have a lot of merchandise, you need to use a lot of electrics, anything. But home, it's fine, a little bit high, but it's fine. Still can cover, but for business, a little bit hard than before.
I asked the Southeast Energy Agency what they do to help people conserve their energy.
I'm Erika Chi Onwuso. I'm an energy engineer with Southeast Energy Agency, and we provide energy assessment for domestic and non-domestic users, whereby we do the energy audit and then we get contractor services in to make the upgrades. And then we also liaise with SCI to provide grants for the users as well.
Brilliant. So can you take me a bit through the services that you can provide for people?
Okay. When we do the, first of all, before you can do any energy upgrade, you need an audit. So when we do that audit, we kind of assess your significant energy users. So we see where your main energy goes to. And then we make recommendations on that, on how you could be reducing the use and be more sustainable. So after that, we don't force people to do everything that is being recommended. We usually go with the fabric first upgrade. So your insulation, first of all, when you get that right, you kind of close up all the gaps in the house that wastages. So, and after that, you could look into renewables and controls.
So it's very much about kind of taking people through the steps and kind of holding their hand through their sustainable kind of journey.
Yeah, you could say holding their hands. That's a good way to put it. And basically, that's our services. And we also provide transport services as well, whereby we train drivers to drive more economically. And we buy safe fuel through that as well.
While I was at the BT Young Scientists exhibition, I got chatting to Justin Moran, Director of External Affairs with Wind Energy Ireland, and he told me what career prospects there were in energy.
There's a fantastic energy, a fantastic buzz to the hall. There's thousands and thousands of young people here passionate about science, passionate about the environment, energy. And it's just been actually really inspirational to meet so many of them and to talk to them, talk to incredible teachers who've been inspiring them and leading them and encouraging them to pursue these kind of careers. And, you know, as you and I were saying just before this, you're thinking back to our time in secondary school and you're meeting people here and they're just such impressive young people. It's just been a fantastic experience.
And so tell me what Wind Energy Ireland is up to here. What are you chatting to students about?
In a way, recruitment, frankly, more than anything else. We need thousands and thousands of people in the wind energy industry if we're to build the wind farms that we need onshore, offshore over the years to come. And I think a lot of people know, oh, they need engineers because it's an engineering thing. It's a wind turbine. We need biologists. We need planners. We need ecologists. I have a background in history and communications. Like, if you are doing anything, we want you. We want a space for you. So one of the reasons we're here is to talk to young people about wind energy. We're giving them the opportunity to build their own wind turbines, which has become an incredibly competitive process over there, by the way. So the more electricity they produce, the more chance they have of winning a prize. But it's also to talk to them about Work in Wind, which is an online platform we have to show them whatever you're pursuing, whatever your subject interests are, there's a place for you in our industry, and we really want you to be part of building wind farms, cutting your carbon emissions and making Ireland energy independent.
So what are Wind Energy Ireland's main goals, aims at the moment?
we need to cut our carbon emissions more than anything else. And we also need to make Ireland energy independent, because everybody who's listening to you and I have this conversation right now is paying too much for their electricity. And one of the reasons they're doing that is because we're so dependent on imported fossil fuels. Cut carbon emissions, rely on Irish power, create Irish jobs, grow the Irish economy. To do that, we need to build wind farms. We need to build onshore wind farms and offshore wind farms. And I suppose what we're trying to do today is to talk to people about wind energy, the role that it has in cutting our carbon emissions, but also the opportunities for them as young people thinking about what they want to do. And judging from many of the people we've met today wanting to make a real difference in the world, one of the ways they can do this is working in the renewable energy industry. Wind, solar, batteries, whatever, there's a place for you.
You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website arstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Join the conversation online as well using the hashtag ArsToProtect, and be sure to text or WhatsApp as well. Our number is 087 77 11 103. ArsToProtect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission Amman with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at arstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Cumasiúin Amán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.